The outstanding Aurora Orchestra out of the UK, its founder Nicholas Collin conducting Finzi's Lo, the Full Final Sacrifice, and Amy Dixon, the saxophonist there. You're with the new Classical FM. Mark Wigmore here. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Bravo Niagara's Voices of Freedom Festival and Sounds of Hope program continues, and the arts organization is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the end of the Holocaust by commissioning a new work by Grammy and Juno-winning composer Christos Hatzis. The new work is entitled Menorah, and Bravo Niagara recently recorded and filmed a debut performance by violinist Mark Jokic and pianist Christina Quilico. The team has also integrated haunting images into the film from the internationally renowned Last Folio project. The world premiere of the Menorah video will take place online this Sunday, December 13th at bravoniagara.org. Joining us this afternoon is a man the New Yorker calls a contemporary Canadian master. His commissions include works with the Winnipeg and Montreal Symphony Orchestras and the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. International star violinist Hilary Hahn also commissioned a work. He recently collaborated with Sarah Sleen on Lamento and Ecstasy and Indigenous throat singer Tanya Tagak on Going Home Star. Human rights, indigenous issues, diversity, and our awareness of nature have informed his compositions. He now looks to one of the haunting tragedies within human history for his latest work.
It's morning
again. And a moment with his collaboration alongside Sarah Sleen. It is a real honor to have Christos Hatzis on the program. Christos, welcome to the Oasis.
Thank you, Mark. I like to meet the person that you described.
I know sometimes our intros are, they make us sound good. But, you know, this moment in history, the Holocaust, it holds such a huge piece of real estate in the collective consciousness of the human race. It's hard to frame it by any artistic means, hard to comprehend it. We still have people living right now who experience the horror of it. When Bravo approaches you to do something like this, where do you even start?
This has been because of most of my music is related to human rights and violations of human rights. The Holocaust was in the back of my mind forever. It seems, you know, and I was just kind of thinking, when will I get around to be visited the subject? And you know, so when Christine Mori from Bravo Niagara asked me to write a piece for this particular occasion, I was just totally relieved. I had written already pieces before on Jewish music. My Atonement and for cello and piano was along similar lines, but not the actual subject of the Holocaust. So it was very difficult. It's a very difficult subject. When I get into a subject like that, it's not a walk in the park.
No,
sure, you know, and. I also kind of rely on advice and I have a former student and friend who comes from a family of Holocaust survivors, and we're going to be doing another Holocaust project with him. But I also been bouncing my work in progress just to get a reaction from somebody who, even though third generation, has actually still been victimized by that event.
Right, absolutely. You know, there is this rich musical tradition to which you are able to work from and bounce off of, and then obviously people too. But two pieces, Shabbat Blessing and Dark Kaddish. What does each speak to as we go through the piece?
The first one is more like a Sabbath prayer. I'm just creating a set, a kind of imaginary set, that a family getting together for Sabbath in the early times of when anti-Semitism is beginning to rise in Europe. It is like, you know, holding on to the tradition to be able to almost like an invisible protection from what's menacing out in the outside world.
Right.
So it is constantly just trying to hold on to that faith. The second one is is just utter devastation. I mean, it is. I'm thinking of another Sabbath, but somewhere in the ghetto, in the Warsaw ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that time, you know, it faith is just is difficult to hold on to.
Yeah.
You know, so there, that part is, you know, it is just this kind of constant conflict. But I mean, sometimes the conflict is deeper than just the sounds of the music. Like, for example, at the very end, you have to remember that classical music, it was just pretty much in Europe at that time, was greatly championed by Jewish performers.
Right.
Right, you know.
Right.
So when, and you have these paradoxes where a person of faith, like, you know, a Jewish person like Schoenberg, sees classicism becoming like the tool of the Nazi regime, so to speak, you know, and then he just kind of his mind devolves into this kind of mechanistic system, like the 12-tone system, for example. And then, you know, and then the beautiful music has become corrupted by association in some ways at that time, right? You know,
yeah.
And so the end of the second movement is a conversation between the opening of the overture of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, and you know, and
very powerful piece.
It's interrupted by this 12-tone outburst. Right, you know.
If you're just joining us, Juno and Grammy-winning Canadian composer Christos Hatzis is with us. The video presentation of his new work, Menorah, debuts at bravoniagara.org December 13th, this Sunday. Tell us about this video, what we're going to see at the website, bravoniagara.org. You have wonderful musicians. You have visuals from this Folio project. Tell us about, I don't know if you've had a look at it yet.
Yes, I did. We've been working on it, you know, for weeks now, it's been recorded like a music video, not as a kind of an online performance.
Sure.
So
theatric in that sense. Yeah.
We had in mind the last folio, which is a remarkable collection of artifacts, photography of. By Yuri Dodge, who is a Canadian photographer, and he went back to his home in Eastern Europe, where his grandfather and the whole village was just pretty much exterminated by the Nazis, and he actually found a synagogue, which was abandoned. I guess they usually burn those sites.
Sure.
You know, but so he looked inside, and nobody had actually stepped into it. So he found all these old books and artifacts, you know, which had already decayed. You know, but he took these stunning photographs of them, and also like a cemetery where all the graves were desecrated. You know, so he took the broken marbles, and you know, and it is really. It creates, you don't see the horror, but you see the aftermath and that kind of...
Right, the fringes of the horror, yeah.
Yeah, so that it lets the music speak on its own.
Christos, you feel so deeply, you get to the core of emotion with your work. We thank you for your contribution. Yet another piece that I'm sure people will be studying and listening to for many, many years to come. It's rewarding to experience your work. So thank you for spending a little time with us here this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Menorah from Christos Hatzis will debut at bravoniagara.org this Sunday, a big project. The video will feature violinist Mark Jokic and pianist Christina Quillico, and as we just talked about, images from the last Folio project, very important project. It is the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Let's listen to moments from Menorah.